القرآن تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Go to the Quran al-Karim. Firstly, the Hadith Sharif on the importance of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عن أبي الذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر لأن تخذ وفتعلم آية من كتاب الله خير لك من أن تصلي 100 ركعة ولا أن تخذ وفتعلم بابا من العلم عمل به أو لم يعمل به خير من أن تصلي 1000 ركعة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Oh Abu Zar, if you go in the morning and learn one ayat from the book of Allah, it will be better for you than your offering 100 rakat of nafil salah. And if you learn one chapter of knowledge, which may or may not be practiced at that time, it will be better for you than you offering 1000 rakat of nafil salah." So in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Karim, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 271 and 272. Thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون
صدق الله العظيم سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in verse 271, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. If you make your charity apparent, then this is good. But if you secretly give it to the poor, it will be better for you and atone for some of your sins. Allah is informed of what you do. Now, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah Jalla Jalalu speaks about giving charity openly or quietly. Now, this particular verse discusses the very pertinent aspect of giving charity openly or secretly. And if a person carries out an action, be it salah, zakah, charity, all those other good actions, with the intention of showing others so that they think that he is a pious person, this is pure show, and this is pure showing off that he is a pious person. So however, if the action is performed in front of others without this intention, and solely to please Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then it will be considered to be a sincere action. And if the intention is sincere and is coupled with the objective of encouraging others to do likewise, then this second intention shall earn a reward of its own. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated his personal experience when a person once entered his home while he was engaged in salah. He grew concerned that his action was now seen by another. Allahu Akbar. Look at the quality of the Sahaba. Look at the status of the Sahaba. That upon reporting the incident to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he consoled him in this way. O Abu Huraira, Allah's mercy be upon you. You have received a double reward. One for the action that you have did, and another for a hidden one. That means while you were doing or performing your salah, this person had to apparently just come in there. This was not for show. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will give you a double reward for this. And the concern of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was due to the fact that perchance, it must not enter his heart. Once the person has seen him, that, you know, this is now, is it for what reason? How will the other person take it, or how does he take it himself? So another interpretation is that he felt pleased that the person, by observing him, may also be prompted to do the same. In other words, inshallah, with this action of mine, that particular person will have the encouragement of doing the very same action. And it may be understood, ya Jama'atul Muslimin, that ostentation is not that one performs an action in front of others. But the intention is for others to hold a high opinion of oneself. Allah mentions in the verse that to give charity publicly is good. In the light of the above explanation, it is understood that this will apply to those who have a clear and pure intention. In doing so, they wish the action to be an example for others to follow. Now thereafter, Allah states that to give charity secretly is even better. Quietly is even better. This is due to the fact that in so doing it, there exists no possibility of ostentation and pride. Another advantage, Jama'at Muslimin, of this practice is that the recipient does not feel embarrassed to accept the charity in front of others. Yes, many a time when we give our charity, it must not happen that by our giving the charity to that person, he feels embarrassed. So therefore, to give the charity is even better in a secret way. At times, however, it will be better to give in publicly, and that is an example of this, is to contribute in the path of Allah. Or to give zakat in a place where people do not generally give, or for such a person to contribute who is followed by others. In these situations, it would be superior to give openly on condition that the intentions are sincere. The intention is sincere. It is only for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So everything is based on the niyyah, on the intention. So that intention is between you and Allah. Nobody else knows that intention of yours. So if you do it publicly, openly, your intention is sincere, inshallah, why not? Because then others will be encouraged to give in the power of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Jama'at al-Muslimin, since every person cannot exercise such control over his emotions that he is secure from going into pride, or it will be better than to give for him the charity in secret way. He has a danger that maybe his intention changes, or there will be an effect of his intention, now it will be for the sake of people. Then in this case, he should give his charity very secretly and quietly. Some people contribute secretly, but then they publicize the event in the media, taking pains to have their names taken at the institutions towards which they contributed. They even wait for their names to be published with the titles attached. There lies no benefit in the Jama'at al-Muslimin in those kind of charities whatsoever because of the incorrect intentions of their hearts. When an action is carried out in public or in secret, it will be accepted by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu if the intention is solely for His pleasure. A sign of sincerity is when a person enacts a good deed just as well in secret as he would have done it in public. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates That Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person performs salah perfectly before people and when in privacy he does the same, then Allah says, definitely this is my true bondsman. In other words, the salah and the quality of our salah, in secret, in quiet, in the darkness, if we have performed it, if the level of that is the same as what is in the masjid, then Jamaat Muslimin, this is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be that in masjid, because in a masjid the people are looking at us, our salahs are lengthy, and with sincerity and devotion, everybody sees he's performing salah. But when he's in the quiet, he's just up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. Jamaat al-Muslimin, then this is not going to be the level of the same sincerity. Therefore, what is in a secret, if that level is same on the outside, in the open, then most certainly this is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author of Ruhul Mani, he writes that there are numerous ahadith which are regarding to the virtue of spending secretly. A narration occurs in Musnad of Ahmad, wherein Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which sadaqah was the best? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, to give a needy person in private and to assist the helpless person who is making an effort to earn. Thereafter he recited the verse under discussion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبُدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَإِن تَخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Now in a narration of Bukhari volume 1 page 91, it is reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seven people will be accommodated under the shade of Allah's throne on the day when there shall be no shade besides His shade. One of the seven shall be the person who gave charity so secretly that the left hand knew not what the right hand had given away. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity in all our actions, whether our ibadat and our actions of that of which is which are physical, or whether those which are spiritual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring sincerity in every action of ours. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ.